Chapter 5. Kiva. When he met Ash the next day, Lemus smelt of whiskey. But Ash was very happy to see him and gave him an envelope of cash, 20 £1 notes.
Thanks, said Lemus, who had not shaved and was wearing a dirty shirt.
He called the waiter and ordered drinks. When the drinks arrived, Lemus's hand shook as he poured some water into his whiskey. Ash talked a lot about himself while they had lunch. He told Lemus about a friend called Sam Kiva, who paid him and other people to write articles about the United Kingdom for foreign newspapers. Lemus just let Ash talk while he drank a lot. He did not talk about himself, and he did not ask any questions.
You don't know Sam, do you?
Asked Ash at last.
Who's Sam? Asked Lemus, looking confused.
Ash sounded quite cross when he replied.
Sam. Sam Kiva, the man I was telling you about, he said. Maybe you've met him.
I don't think so.
There was a pause.
What do you do these days?
What job, I mean? Asked Ash. Lemus shrugged.
Nothing much, he replied.
What was it that you did in Berlin? Asked Ash. Weren't you one of those Cold War people?
Lemus was surprised at the direct question. Ash must want to recruit me quickly, he thought.
I was just doing things for the Americans, he answered, pretending to be angry. That's what we all did.
You know, said Ash, I've been thinking that you ought to meet Sam. You'd like him. Where do you live? Tell me, and then I can get in touch with you and bring Sam.
I don't live anywhere, said Lemus. I haven't got a job or any money. I just sleep where I can. The company that I worked for behaved badly to me.
Ash looked upset.
You must come and stay with me, he said.
I can't do that, replied Lemus. I'll be all right. I'll get a job. I've had jobs before.
And then he continued, still sounding angry.
I had jobs after they got rid of me. I worked in a horrible factory. I sold encyclopedias. I got bored in a library.
Lemus, you need a better job, replied Ash. You worked in Berlin for years, so you must speak German well. There are lots of things you could do. But you need to know useful people, don't you see?
Ash sounded almost happy now.
Come and stay with me. Where are your things?
I haven't got any, said Lemus. Everything I had was in the parcel, and I left that in this cafe.
Ash lived in a small flat in Dolphin Square. There was not much furniture, and there were a few pictures from Germany. It was what Lemus had expected. Ash made some tea, and then he said that he had to go out and do some shopping.
Why don't you get some sleep, Alec? He said to Lemus. You look really tired.
Then he touched Lemus gently on his shoulder and went out. A few minutes later, Lemus went out too, carefully leaving the door unlocked. He went to one of the public telephones on the ground floor and rang a number.
I'm ringing about Mr. Sam Kiva,
Lemus said to the voice that answered the phone.
He is coming to a meeting this evening at this address.
Then he gave the voice the address in Dolphin Square.
I'll give the information to control, said the voice.
Lemus was woken up by Ash returning. With him was a small, fat man with grey hair who was wearing an expensive suit. He sounded like a foreigner. Perhaps he was German. Lemus was not sure. He said that his name was Sam Kiever. They went to eat at a Chinese restaurant. The food was good, and so was the wine, and Ash paid the bill. Then they went to a bar, and Ash continued to buy Lemus drinks. Lemus was drinking whiskey now. Kiever seemed a bit bored. Then Lemus leaned across the table and said to Ash, "Now tell me what is going on." "What do you mean, Alec?" Ash sounded surprised. "I mean that you followed me from prison yesterday," Lemus said quietly. "You've told me a stupid story about meeting me in Berlin. You've given me money that you didn't owe me. You've bought me expensive meals, and now I'm staying at your flat. I'm asking why." There was silence, and then Kiever spoke.
"You go home," he said to Ash. "I'll talk to Mr. Lemus."
After Ash had gone, Lemus leaned forward across the table again and said,
"Are you going to tell me what's going on?"
Kiever nodded.
"Of course. I told Ash to contact you."
"Why?"
"I'm interested in you. I want to make a suggestion to you. I have a company that asks people to write interesting articles for my customers abroad. You've got memories of your international experience that one of my customers will pay for. They pay quickly, and then they ask for more information. They are happy to pay money into foreign banks."
Lemus said nothing.
"Why is the other side hurrying?" he thought.
Then he answered his own question in his head.
"I'm a man with no money who has just come out of prison, and I'm angry with the Secret Service that I worked for. A man like me would want to be paid by the other side for his knowledge."
"They'd have to pay me a lot for my knowledge," he said quietly. "My customer is offering a first payment of £15,000, said Kiever. "My customer wants to talk to you now, and you can have the money as soon as you have talked to him. You will receive another £5,000 if you give my customer more information during the next year, and you will get help to move to any country in the world."
"How soon do you want an answer?" asked Lemus.
"Now," said Kiever. "You will meet my customer tomorrow and talk to him. Then he will arrange for someone to write down your memories."
"Where would I meet your customer?" asked Lemus.
"It would be simpler to meet outside the United Kingdom," replied Kiever. "My customer has suggested a meeting in Holland."
"I haven't got a passport," said Lemus.
"I have a passport for you," said Kiever calmly. "We're flying to The Hague tomorrow morning at 9:45. Shall we go to my flat?"
Kiever's flat was in an expensive part of London. He didn't want to talk, and Lemus realized that he was nervous. They were both nervous. Kiever took Lemus to a bedroom, and the next morning he was woken by Kiever at 6 a.m.
"I haven't got any luggage," said Lemus.
"I've organized your luggage and a British passport," replied Kiever.
The passport had his name and details and a photograph. Lemus looked at the date on it.
"This passport runs out very soon," he said to Kiva.
"My customer doesn't want you to be able to go to other places easily," replied Kiva, laughing.
As Kiva answered, Lemus felt nervous again. His life would never be the same after today.
"You won't need any money," Kiva said. "The customer is paying for everything."